even since 1978 onwards, Mr. V. Srinivasan, he was requesting Swami, please pay a visit to my humble cottage in Kodaikanal. He had acquired that cottage, which was called earlier Mount Rest, and he named it Sai Krupa. And he used to visit Kodaikanal and with his family, and he prayed to Swami, please come there. And Swami stayed in Ooty in April 1981 for 15 days. And Swami also said, we are returning to Whitefield tomorrow. But next morning, Swami said, we are going to Kodaikanal. And meanwhile, what had happened was, V. Srinivasan's wife, Srimati Vidya, with her children, was in Kodaikanal waiting for Swami to come. And Mr. V. Srinivasan had called her up previous evening and told her, you wind up and go back to Madras, Swami is not coming there. And next morning, when Swami said this, he was very happy, no doubt, but it was like a bolt from the blue. And when he called up Mr. Srinivasan again, and she had already rolled up the carpets, packed up everything, and her son Murali was running fever, a 10-year-old boy. And of course, she was very happy, no doubt, but a lot of anxiety that Swami was going. And next evening, Swami reached there with a party of 6 people in 2 cars, including Mr. V. Srinivasan. Colonel Jogara was there, Bhagavantam was there, C. Srinivas was there, and Mr. Radhakrishna was there. And what happened was, as soon as he got down from the car, Srimati Vidya Srinivasan was waiting to receive him. He told her, "Naan nane vandirken." I came on my own. And Swami, we are very happy. And what had happened was, to make Swami's stay there more comfortable, they had moved to servants' quarters, Srinivasan and his family. And the servants had moved to car garage. For 2 days, Swami apparently didn't know about it. When he came to know about it, he was very, very unhappy. He said, "I can't be comfortable at the cost of your comfort. So I'm moving immediately. I'm leaving the place immediately." Then they begged and he said, "I will stay for 2 or 3 days."